We use scripted stories as a way to teach children the concepts around appropriate behavior or around routines or around expectations. You can use scripted stories that you write for the whole classroom that introduces what the expectations are of the classroom, but does it through a story and uses visuals. The visuals can be the same visuals that are in the classroom to help remind children about the rules and expectations. We also often use scripted stories to teach individual children who are having difficulty with either an expectation or a rule or difficulty with the routine in the classroom, more appropriate ways to engage in that routine or those expectations. One of the benefits of doing that with individual children is that you can use visuals that are actually the child engaging in the routine. And so just making the scripted story is an opportunity to prompt the child through the routine. Then the pictures in the book are the child actually engaging in the routine. Scripted stories can be used for a whole lot of things, like helping children understand arrival in the classroom or leaving the classroom or what to do in circle time or how you're nice to your friends, any of those kind of things. But it's also important to realize that scripted stories are just a tool for introducing those concepts to children, and that using the scripted story in the absence of good prompting and scaffolding and reinforcing in the actual context is probably not going to be effective. For scripted stories to be most effective, that's the way you introduce it to the child. That's the way you remind the child of what the expectations are or the routine is. And then actually helping the child practice what's in that scripted story in the real activity or routine that they need to use it will be important to really teaching the child how to do it.